For the next hour, you're entering into a place, a zone called the alternative to the alternative media. It's a place, a special place, where even truth seekers fear to tread.
All right, people, let's move like you've got a purpose.
Affirmative.
Okay, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, people of all races, colors, and creeds, welcome back to the Greg Anthony Show, the greatest show on earth. I keep telling myself that, and if I keep doing that, maybe it will be right. If you believe it, even if it's a lie, it's true. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot of that going around. Hey, let me tell you something. I got some great news for you. You know, this is my second week back on FirstAmendmentRadio.com. I've been on this station a long, long time, longer than I can remember, and even started out broadcasting these alternative shows probably before a lot of you were even out of high school. So anyway, don't let education or school, don't let school stand in the way of your education. I've always said that, and I said that because Mark Twain said that. And I repeat a lot of things he said. But anyway, I woke up today and I said, I don't know how I made the second week back. And I was convinced, I was in the middle of going to write Nicholas, the owner of this station, a letter of resignation. I was going to say, Nicholas, I cannot do this show anymore because I'm really not having fun anymore. I don't enjoy it. I don't have fun. Why should I keep doing it? I'm sitting there going, writing it, and I'm going, but when did I ever have fun doing this show? I mean, how can you have fun reporting things like how the Vatican legally gets away with child abuse? How about, there's many of those. How the Jesuits have committed so many atrocities that I can't even count them on, you know, my fingers or my toes combined. I mean, have I ever had fun doing this? So anyway, I started contemplating it. And I said, well, you know, I haven't done it. That's why I stopped about 5 or 6 months ago, because I wasn't having fun anymore, and I couldn't talk anymore. It was almost as if I'd been afflicted by some kind of disease. So I went to a doctor, and he says, yes, you have the COVID virus hoof and mouth disease. And I said, well, is that any different than COVID-19? Are you one of the doctors that believe in COVID-19? And he said, yes, I do. I believe in it totally. I make so much money off of it. How can I not believe it? And so I said, well, what the hell is the COVID virus hoof and mouth disease? He said, well, every time you mention it, because you're not a believer, you break out into a song or you start thinking crazy jokes or something. And I said, yeah, that's what I've been doing for about a year on my show. Ever since this broke out in 2020, I've been telling jokes. And he said, have you been having fun? I said, yeah. Have you been distracted so you don't know what the rulers of evil are doing? Yeah. He said, well, now you get it. I said, get what? He said, that's what they want you to do. He said, that's what I do. He said, I know I'm a doctor. I went to medical school. And I know this is really wrong and people are dying from it, but I can't help it because they pay me so much. For every COVID, I get so much money. Well, how can I turn it down? My family's, we just built a huge house on the lake. I mean, come on, I got to pay my bills. All right, so I left. And then I went on and did my show for a long time until I couldn't tell any jokes anymore. And I traveled the world for 5 months trying to find a reason to continue doing this show. And every country I went to, every place I went, islands, everywhere, I couldn't find one reason. People wearing masks, people telling me to take a test, you know, stick something up my nose. I said, what's going on? I'm trying to go shopping, and I can't enjoy it because I got something covering me. So I'd hide and, you know, walk down the aisle and pull the mask down just so I could buy a tomato. So I traveled everywhere. I got on my boat. I even went to the ice wall. Yep, I went to that beautiful ice wall. And guess what happened there? I crossed over. I put on my Nassau suit. And I started walking into the frigid, frigid weather. And, you know, I made it to this little town. And there were all these giants there. And guess what? Then I woke up because I was sleeping on my boat having a dream. But anyway, so I woke up this morning. That told you what I did for the last 6 months, okay? So I started, I called Nicholas, and I said, I want to do my show again. So last week I started, and I did two shows. And I started, I woke up this morning, and I said, oh, my goodness. It's Tuesday, by the way. It's Tuesday. June. I'm still in January. In June of 2022, and I said, I can't do this anymore. This is it. I'm going to write the letter, and, but I didn't, and I'm doing it. And I said, by God, I'm going to have fun. Even if the world is going to hell in a handbasket, I am going to have fun. So I started looking back at some of my old stories, and I said, why not update people on Slats Grobnik? And people said, well, who's he? And remember, he's the freedom fighter that was building a replica Roman Colosseum, which he finished. We've covered the whole thing on my show, if you were listening. And the reason he did this is because he wants to bring all of the New World Order rulers of evil, like Klaus Schwab, Putin, Trump, Biden, Chiang Kai-shek, the leader of China, you know. Oh, by the way, this is Chinese United States of America, right? Yeah. And anyway, COVID-19. Oh, I shouldn't have said it. Some people call me a space cowboy. Some people call me, let me see what I mean, into a song. And now it's going to be jokes. Hey, I will get Slats Grobnik in, but this disease has got me. The COVID virus, hoof and mouth disease, has got me. And we got to have some fun before we get into these serious stories of the rulers of evil, the Vatican, you know, child sacrificing in the catacombs. Slats did build this replica Colosseum, which he wants to bring all of them and have gladiator games. And we're going to go and watch them and have the last laugh. But anyway, this disease, COVID virus, hoof and mouth disease, has got me, and I got to have some fun, don't you? I mean, during these years, did you hear what Biden said the other day? He said, the American people are really down. I mean, this is, quote, they're down because of COVID. And because, you know, no, we're not down. We're laughing at you, just like you laugh at us, at least I am. And you know what? All this problem of food, you know, you hear this. Not going to have any food anymore. But anyway, people say fish is good for the diet, right? But fish, you know, really should never be cooked in butter. Should it? No, because fish should be cooked in its natural oils. That's Texaco, Mobil, and Exxon, right? Hey, listen, folks. I just bought a new Chinese car. A Japanese car. Chinese car. It's going to be Chinese American, you know, and I turned on the radio, and I don't understand a word they're saying. But I did buy a good second car, a tow truck, right? Oh, my God. People ask me, how children do you have? I said, three, one of each kind. You know, I was so depressed the other day that I decided to jump from the 10th floor. Yeah, I went. This is after I did the second show last week. I decided to jump from the 10th floor. So they sent up a priest, and he said, on your mark, get set. What a dog I got. He found out we look alike, and he tried to kill himself. Now, you see, isn't this more fun than talking about the rulers of evil? You know, in school, you know, I went to school, and then I realized I wasn't learning anything. They asked me to a kid to prove the law of gravity. This is the kind of school I went to, and, you know, he threw the teacher out the window. Good for him. You know, last week I was talking about how crazy the world is, right? And we were looking at the police department in San Francisco, and they had all these transgenders running the show, and not that there's anything wrong with it. And I said, how could this be? You can't have fun anymore. You know, so I said, well, you know what? Let's just have some fun. Because, you know, I have a cousin that's gay. Right. And in school, our other kids were dissecting frogs. He was opening flies. Yeah, my cousin is gay. He went to London only to find out that Big Ben wasn't a clock. Yeah, my cousin's gay. But not that there's anything wrong with it. I always tell him that in our family tree, he's in the fruit section. God, am I going to... You can't say that anymore. But you can say Polish jokes, right? That's okay. Nobody ever came out and said you can't say a Polish joke. You know, how many light bulbs does it take to turn on three Polacks or something, you know? That's okay. It's okay to tell jokes about how much the Irish drink. But you can't tell jokes about gay people and black people anymore. No. That's off limits. You can get shot for that. Well, anyway... Oh, God. One time my whole family played hide-and-seek, and then they found my mother in Pittsburgh. With my old man, I got no respect. Remember who said that? I asked him, how can I get my kite in the air? He told me to run off a cliff. You know, when I was born, folks, and this is not even because I'm Polish, the doctor came out to the waiting room and said to my father, you know, I'm very sorry. We did everything we could, but he pulled through. You know, I come from a really stupid family because I'm Polish, right? My father worked in a bank. They caught him stealing pens. I looked up my family tree and found out I was the sap. Now, that's not too bad. Age at 20, you know. You're full of fight and vinegar, piss and vinegar, right? He wants to reform the world. At least I did. Then when you get over the hill... You still want to do it, but you know you can't anymore. And that's the position I'm in. You know, this is how bad it's getting, folks. I said I had, remember during those 6 months, I was traveling all over the world. I went to a travel agent, and I told him I could spend 7 nights. You know, I'd like to go to Hawaii. And he said, well, listen, you can spend 7 nights in Hawaii, but no days, just nights. You know, last week my tie caught on fire and some guy tried to put it out with an axe. Now, doctors, huh? I met the Surgeon General the other day. He doesn't care. You know, COVID is for real, but he offered me a cigarette. You know, I went to the doctor because I swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. That's how bad it's getting. That's how bad it was getting during those 6 months when I wasn't doing my show. So I swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. And my doctor told me, have a few drinks and get some rest. My doctor told me to watch my drinking. Yeah, you know my story, right? Now I drink in front of a mirror. And I drink too much, way too much. My doctor drew blood and he ran a tab on me. You know, I went to see my doctor. A doctor, every morning when I get up, I look in a mirror. I like throwing up. I don't know what's wrong with me, he said. I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect. You know, last week I went to a psychiatrist because of this COVID-19. Many of us have, right? And I keep thinking about suicide. He told me from now on I have to pay in advance. How long could we go? Oh, God, 1 year they asked me to be a poster boy for birth control. You want to laugh? Do what I do. When I go through a toll booth, I keep telling the guy, hey, the car behind me is paying for two. I found there was one way to look thin, and that's to hang out with fat people. How many fat jokes have you heard lately? Hey, anyway, so that's the COVID virus, hoof and mouth disease, is wearing off. But isn't that a lot better than talking of, you know, they want to distract us with COVID and with all the Ukrainian war. So we don't really see how much money they're stealing and how they want to turn the world into a pile of you-know-what. It's Chinese United States of America, and I get these emails, people sending me saying, this is what's to come. The Chinese social credit system, you know, they're going to tell you how to eat, what to say, and you're going to be all locked up into the Internet, right? So that if you say the wrong thing like me, I'll have a social credit score of zero, and I'll put the little card in when I go to the store, and they say, you can't buy any food. Nope, You're a dissident. Get out of here and starve to death. That's what's coming. Yeah. Can you believe it? So anyway, we got a lot to look forward to, right? But the best is yet to come. You know, we're 3 years into a 10-year genocide, and people don't even know it, you know. They're going to, you know, the other serious story here. We got an email, and this mother from Brazil, supposedly, she went to her daughter, she wanted to capture everything on a video. Little did she know, right after her daughter, 10-year-old daughter, I believe, took the COVID vaccination, she died. But then it was, you know, oh, the poor girl had some kind of, they call it now sudden human death syndrome. They've, you know, this is real. The World Health morons have given all these people keeling over from taking the vaccination a reason. And it isn't a vaccination, because it really isn't a vaccination. It's an experimental drug to change your DNA to turn you into a half robot. So everybody that keels over, you know, whether it be 1 month, 10 days, 5 days, whatever, they call it the sudden human death syndrome. Sudden onset human death syndrome, something like that. They gave it a name. So it isn't that. It's all of a sudden, people are just keeling over. And it's because of the human sudden death syndrome. All right. People believe that shit. Okay, so did you hear the story about 10,000 cows in Kansas? And I saw a video of this. They all were laying there dead on top of each other. I mean, it wasn't like one was walking, then keeled over, a few over here. No, 10,000 cows, all dead. And then farmers were saying, this never happens. And then the first reports from the government of Sin and the Chinese United States government, agricultural insecticide department, said that it was too hot in Kansas. It wasn't that hot. You know, I used to live on a dairy farm in Wisconsin, and in the summers it would get to be 95, humid, it would rain, and our cows never keeled over because they'd be out in the sun, then they find a little shade, and then they recuperate at night. You know, their bodies are used to that. They don't keel over. The only cow I remember seeing dead from any kind of weather was a tornado that ripped through our farm, missed the housing. A couple of our cattle we couldn't get in, and one was impaled in a tree. And that's a true story. I mean, shit happens. But nothing like this. 10,000 cows all laying there dead. Somebody had to kill them, poison them. Yeah. And we know why. And I'm going to tell you why in the second half hour, because I do have a report from Slat Skrobnik, my good freedom-fighting friend, and he's in the Ukraine. Yeah, and I wonder why, so we're going to find out in the second half hour. But anyway, so these 10,000 cows keel over and die. Farmers are going, there's got to be shenanigans going on here. Somebody poisoned these cows. But to stop those rumors, NASA got involved. That criminal organization that tells you the Earth is round and there's a space station. All this stuff is like Star Wars. It's like Hollywood. It's not round. I don't care what people say. And I'll tell you what, there is no such thing as gravity. And there are no Mars, like we told, the sun and the moon. Well, the moon is plasma. You can't land on it. And they tell you all these things, and we know they're a lie. So they got involved in this lie. Let me see what time it is. We got about 6 minutes to kill here. A lot of killing going on. But anyway, so these 10,000 cows died. NASA had to get involved to stop the rumors that the farmers were saying there that somebody poisoned the cattle and are going to poison more. So NASA said there's a thing out there. It's called Megasamba. You know, the Earth is creating this. We've screwed the ozone. And now all of a sudden, there is something they call, I don't even have the article, but it's some weird word that means that it gets so hot. This one thing, a rift, they call it, comes from space. And this rift hits and causes mass extinction. Really? What the hell? That's how they're going to explain mass extinction of animals. That's what they're going to explain, you know. You're going to have 100,000 people at a soccer game, and they're all going to keel over. You know, it's 100 degrees. And then NASA says, oh, no, it wasn't poison. It wasn't anything we did. It was a rift coming from space because the ozone layer has been broken. Oh, give me a break. And people believe this. You know, NASA was started by Nazis, you know. And it just came out right after, you know, it's in the 40s or 50s. And they control everything that's known about the Earth, the space all over the world. And tell me why we train our astronauts outside of Russia. They're still there. They have a little training station outside of Moscow. But yet we hate Moscow, right? Well, that's a big crock, this war. How many times I got to tell you, Putin and Biden and Trump and Chiang Kai-shek in China, they're all on the same team. And they're playing this game with you. You got to get real here. At least know who the hell is doing this and why. Well, anyway, let me see. Yeah, I've got about 3 minutes. You know, Slats Grobnik has always been a friend of mine. And last we heard, well, I think it was a year ago, 2 years, we got together. Slats was really crazy. And he was going around the world collecting trinkets. And he had this big pot, and the trinkets had to be certain things from the Vatican, certain things from the government in the United States, you know, like the shoelace of the Pope. And he put, you know, it's kind of like a voodoo, hoodoo kind of thing. And he puts them in a big kettle, and he creates this potion, and this is going to entice the New World Order people to walk like zombies to his replica Roman Colosseum he's built in the Kansas cornfield. You know, like build it, they will come. And so he built this thing, and we were there. We covered the whole thing. I haven't seen Slats in a year. And then yesterday he heard I was back on the air, so he sent me a letter. I don't know, by carrier pigeon. Yep, he still uses carrier pigeons like Tesla did so that our communication cannot be traced and tracked. And I got the letter here. I'm going to read it to you. And this will explain a lot of things about the Ukraine war, about everything, Biden, Trump, Putin, what they're up to, all the dead cows, everything. No food shortages, no baby milk. But, you know, one of the things that always interested me was this COVID BS and how the Republicans really are not. This really shows who they are. I got a minute. So, right now, the WHO said, not the band, that it's okay to give these shots to babies from 5 months old to 6 months old to 5 years. And everybody was up in arms. But prior to this, even prior to it coming out, 49 governors, this was about 6 months, pre-ordered all these shots. So they knew it was going to happen, and they don't care. But then there's yet baby shortages, formula shortages. What are they trying to wipe everybody out here? How do we let this happen? I mean, come on. So Slats is going to kind of tell you a little bit. I've got the letter here. It's very good. And I remember in 2009, he disappeared, and he was busy building that Colosseum. And he announced that he completed it. And he planned to turn the tables on the Vatican-controlled New World Order using these rulers of evil as real-life gladiators, and then we go in and watch them. Okay, I got about 30 seconds. I got the clock away from me. I can't see it. But anyway, for those wanting to tour the replica Colosseum, remember, and you can go there still, built to hold 150,000. And he wanted like $10 to get in. Maybe it's gone up now because of inflation. But Grobnik, he told me that way back then he was announcing the grand opening. And since then we've talked to him, and he went on that crusade to get all the trinkets to try to entice these people to basically conjure up a Jesuit curse that they did like they did with us to counter the curse. And he then started that tour company called Welcome to Virgin Marylands. And he was touring everywhere, wanted people to come and see it, etc., etc. Well, anyway, listen, I'll be back with Slaps in 3 minutes on the Greg Anthony Show.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Arthur, and I'd like to introduce you to my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation, an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. As with primitive biblical Christianity, historicism is the method of prophecy interpretation restored with the advent of the Protestant Reformation, and had become so widely held that for a long time it was called the Protestant view. My book is not so much about the errors of dispensationalism or amillennialism. Rather, it is about the historicist alternative to understanding many of the same passages from the vantage point of prophecy fulfilled in history. For those that desire more than mere hypotheses, bolstered with conjectured speculation, those who require explicit biblical exegesis and verified historical fulfillment, and are not willing to accept speculation as anything other than what it is. Speculation, not truth. This book is for you. Over the last century, this method of interpretation has become almost completely forgotten, even by Protestants, in the face of a method that is based almost entirely on future speculation, rather than fulfilled prophecy in history. In my book, I examine the reasons for this and investigate some of the prophecy which has been fulfilled in the interim, as well as present an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism to the 21st century. If you're interested in a copy of my book, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and get more information there. Or you may also find it at Amazon.
The following program is labeled dangerous and off-limits by the supreme Jesuit command, but stand tall, people. Listen up, and you may just learn something.
Dear Lord Jesus, this ain't happening, man. This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Greg Anthony Show, second half hour here every Tuesday and Friday. Back again on FirstAmendmentRadio.com. We always have a ball here, even though we're living in the times of evil. The rulers of evil are really coming out in full force since COVID. And I'll tell you what, one absurd thing after another, and you try to wonder, how do you put up with this stuff? It is amazing, but we try to here on the show. Anyway, two things I want to talk about today. I got a letter from freedom fighter Slats Grobnik. One. And secondly, we're going to discuss how the Vatican and Washington and all the big, you know, all these elite, Klaus Schwab and the rest of them, get away with child abuse and, you know, how they get away with child sacrificing and all of these crimes. And also, I want to discuss why Washington, D.C. should really be renamed Virgin Maryland. You know, not Maryland. There is a Maryland, but this is Virgin Maryland. But anyway, two things. So Slats Grobnik, quick synopsis. I first met Slats years ago. This was in Chicago when we were trying to expose the corrupt Mayor Daley. Okay. And then throughout the years, through all of the different things, Oklahoma City, 9/11, et cetera, et cetera, Slats has always been out front trying to get the word out. And so he became kind of my hero. And Slats Grobnik then, when it really the SHIT started to hit the fan, he said, I got to do something. And so he remembered watching that movie with Kevin Costner, Field of Dreams, and he said, you know, I got an idea. I won't go to Iowa. I'm going to go to Kansas. In fact, that's where those cows died. Remember those 10,000 cows? Not too far away from his Coliseum. So is there a connection here? Are they trying to get at Slats? Well, anyway, he had this idea that I thought was completely absurd, but it worked. He did it. He told me this was back around 2005. That's four. He was going to build a replica Roman Colosseum, like was in Rome, and turn the tables on the elite. He was going to bring the New World Order and the leaders of the rulers of evil and have them fight as gladiators. Right. So he went through a lot. I said, yeah, Slats, come on. I watched this happen. We then communicated much through carrier pigeon. They're very smart birds, by the way. He got it done. In 2009, he built it. It was done under the cover of darkness. And he basically was allowed to do it because it was so absurd. It was kind of like the Georgia Guidestones. You know, they just leave it there. And they thought that, well, let him build it, and then we'll just have, and the elite said, we'll just bring the slaves there, and we'll do another gladiator game, so let him build it. So he did build it, and I visited it many times. And then I said, well, how are you going to get these people there? How are you going to get the rulers of evil there? And he said, well, I've uncovered a Jesuit curse potion, and I think that if I do exactly what this old book that he found from the 15th century, an alchemist, Jesuit alchemist, put it together, how to create a potion to bring anybody you want anywhere in the world and have them walk like zombies to your destination. He said, so he started out on a campaign to get all these trinkets, and he did get them. He went to Vatican. He went to China. He went to Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Moscow, you name it. And he collected all of these things, and he had this big, huge pot at the Colosseum. I saw it. And he had all these trinkets in there. He had, like, the Pope's shoes. He had a pair of underwear from Clinton when he was with Monica Lewinsky. How he got that, I don't know. Things like that. And he put them in this big pot, and he was boiling them, and all of a sudden, I lost track with him. And I went on this, I got tired of the show. I said, I can't do this. I'm not having any fun. So I left for a while. That was about 6 months ago. And so now I went on last week, and Slat sent me a letter. And so he's still collecting trinkets. But let me read you the letter, and I'm trying to get him on my show, but he's incommunicado because he's in the Ukraine. And I said, you know, why is it there? Well, the carrier pigeon came with a letter. It kind of explains it. So let me read it to you real quickly here to catch up on Slats. Dear Greg, my loyal friend who has always helped me through thick and thin. Oh, thank you. I'm in the Ukraine collecting trinkets that are needed for the Jesuit potion curse so I can bring the rulers of evil there and we can have fun watching them be gladiators like they did during the times of the Romans with us. I'm in the Ukraine and have found out some things that I didn't really want to find out, but I did collect things that I needed. I had to get something from the president there, Zelensky, and it was one of his, what is this? Slatsy's writing, I'm trying to read it here. It's one of his ties that he wears, and it has Mickey Mouse on it. So I had to go through his wardrobe and get the Mickey Mouse tie, and I got it. And then I had to get one of his white socks that he wears, and also a pair of his brown shoes, which I've gotten. Luckily, I almost got caught, but then got away, and now I'm still in Kiev watching the absurdity. But I did find out some interesting things. And now I got to turn to page. Okay, page 2. What I found out won't shock you, but may shock millions of people, that Mr. Zelensky, President Biden, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Donald Trump, and several other elites, Elon Musk, have formed a company to create fake food. And what they're doing is trying to figure out a patent now, because they want to bring all the food that we're going to eat in the future to this lab and make it. And in the meantime, that's why we're seeing all of the problems with the fertilizer, why food prices are skyrocketing, etc., etc. So let me just stop. He's got another page in this letter. Let me stop here. You know, this makes sense to me, because I was listening to a video from a chicken farmer, a woman, very bright, telling us why to watch out for these food shortages. If you go into your grocery store now and you see shelves that are, you know, semi-packed, don't think that's an indicator of what could happen in a year or two. She said basically right now she had hundreds of thousands of chickens and provided eggs for many, many people. People started complaining that the prices of eggs were going up. So she said the reason is that the bag of feed has gone up from $180 to $420. She said the delivery charges are way skyrocketing, and that she's decided this year that she's not going to sell any eggs. She's only going to make eggs for herself, or have her chickens make eggs for her family and friends. She said this is going on all over the agricultural community. We're getting priced out of the market. And that's what I read. So Slatz's letter made a lot of sense, because now we got verification that all these rulers of evil, Putin included, and let's just say Putin, Biden, both sides of the fence here, as well as all of the people at Davos and the World Economic Forum, et cetera, are coming up with a plan to create a patent corporation where you're going to eat bio, you know, food made in the laboratory. So it's going to be fake meat, fake eggs, fake everything. Now, where's the nutrients coming? Well, it won't matter, because what they're doing at the same time is creating robots. You know, your DNA has changed. You're not really going to be a human being anymore if you keep taking all these shots they keep giving you. So Slatz has found out the real serious reason why he's seeing the dead cows, why you're seeing all these fertilizer prices go up, why you're seeing all of these food processing plants in America being burned down. This is not a coincidence. So let's continue his letter. Greg, this is shocking, because I know for a fact that Gates, Trump, and Putin and the rest of them are forming this corporation because they're seeing what's going to happen in the future. So, Greg, I want to tell you, I found this out, but on a serious note, I have collected the trinkets and will be back in America within 2 weeks to continue the quest to bring all of these rulers of evil to my Coliseum built in a Kansas cornfield, and I want you to meet me there in 2 weeks. Signed, Slatz Grobnik. Okay, there you go. I'm going to be in the Coliseum in 2 weeks watching. Hopefully we can get these rulers of evil there before the world goes to hell in a handbasket. But anyway, I promised that Slatz Grobnik update. Promised you to talk about how the Vatican and all these, you know, Podesta, Clinton, the rest of these get away with this stuff, you know, and why we should rename Washington, D.C. Virgin Maryland. You know, years ago in a three-part series, I did something and tried to track that answer to that question down. How can they continue legally to get away with child abuse, child sacrifice, all this stuff, you know, children on milk cartons, things like that? And really, the answer lies deep within the Western legal system, a system carved out by the Vatican century. You might say, oh, you're crazy, which conveniently places the Holy See above the law. Yeah. The second part that I talked about how we should rename Washington, D.C. Virgin Maryland. Now, back then I wrote an article, and I talked to a guy from this. So he's an interesting dude, Frank O'Collins from Australia. And Frank has a really interesting past. I won't get into it, but I found out a little bit about what he thought and suspicions that the Jesuits did manufacture Shakespeare. Okay, that Shakespeare really, we know he didn't write that if you look at his past. That was a bunch of Jesuit priests putting together all these plays, similar to how they use Hollywood today. They used his writings to advance, believe it or not, a legal system that we live under today. But it also talks about how they can, this kind of sets the groundwork, how they can get away legally with all this stuff. Anyone who views TV news, reads the papers, or has heard some friends, knows the Roman Catholic Church, controlled by the Vatican in Rome, is guilty of at least covering up wholesale child molestation abuse on an unprecedented scale around the world. The recent events, even today, you see, all of this going on today with COVID and the Ukraine war, you don't hear much about anything anymore. And that's how they want it. Because the more you don't hear, the more they can get away with. And you can bet that this child abuse hasn't and child sacrifice hasn't stopped. And look at what they're doing with these shots. Another reason to really question your leadership of your both the religion you were born in and also the government you live under. Poor people in Canada and Australia. Wow. But anyway, anyone who watches this knows the recent events and what's going on. It's a perfect example. If for one moment we consider the Vatican to be a private service organization, such as chain of child care centers, then the whole network would have been shut down by the Justice Department, right? All the executives would now be in jail, and common law suits of millions of dollars would have been paid, right? Nothing is that. Oh, sure, they pay out a little bit here and there. So why hasn't this happened in the case of the Vatican? Why, for example, have priests, nuns, bishops in Ireland been let off the hook for decades of systematic child abuse in Ireland? I'm just using that as an example, tantamount to serial torture. And not, very few priests even go to prison. Why do the leaders of our, you know, we know this goes on at the higher levels of government in many of the big, huge countries in the world. Why do they get away with it? Why in places like the United States, Canada, Australia has so little been paid by the local arm of the Vatican for proven cases of child abuse in courts of law? Most importantly, how come the Vatican continues to get away with hundreds of thousands of verifiable cases of child molestation across this great plain of ours, and no one seems to be able to stop it? Sadly, the answer lies not in fear of the Vatican and the Roman cult, but the inherent design of the very legal system of our countries that we think we know and trust. The weakness lies in the very fabric of the modern Western legal system as formed by the Jesuits of the College of English at the end of the 16th century and transmitted into common usage using one such thing as the masterworks of William Shakespeare. The weakness lies in the supreme lie concocted by Pope Innocent III in the 13th century and the first formation of the Holy See that claimed the ancient and false right of supremacy over secular laws of society by the terribly corrupted Codex Justinian and Pandects of the previous Roman emperors. So there you go. You got a little bit of background here of what they did, and this carries on today. So much as a judge or magistrate may wish to hear a case against the Vatican for one of their many crimes against humanity, he or she may be stripped of all jurisdiction in a matter simply like that, snap your fingers, the Roman cult exercising an ancient fraudulent right of supremacy, both in the legal words and fabric of the law and ancient forged documents. How then might the church be forced to held accountable? What cruel legal trickery is played upon many hundreds of thousands of victims of the Vatican so that the right of remedy is taken away? How can we change that? How might good individuals become better forewarned and forearmed in understanding the corrupt personality of the Vatican and all of their minions controlling our countries around the world, as we see today in what we know as the New World Order. And nothing is more plain now. Can't you see they all work together? How could 190 countries get on board with this experimental drug to change humanity if they weren't working together and this hasn't been a plan that they've been doing for hundreds of years? Whew, think about that one. Now, what about the modern Western legal system? It was first formed and launched at the end of the 16th century. You know, it's a system of legal terms, phrases, precedents, by which 80% of the population of our plane, Earth, are governed. Its origins can be found in the works of the first Jesuit university and scriptorum in Rome, known as the College of English, by papal charter, bull, by Gregory XIII, 1572 to 1585. And on the 23rd of April, 1579, appointing Jesuit Father Alphonsus Agazzari as a rector. This, in turn, is the home and origin of unmatched Shakespeare folio, of magnificent works, of 37 plays, 154 sonnets, two narrative poems, and no earlier than 1598, no later than 1613, the first folio being published in 1623. Now, look, you look at the background of Shakespeare. He was an actor. He was like, you think Johnny Depp could write all this? That's about the way it is. Not that I don't like Johnny Depp, but you or Al Pacino. You think he could write all that? I like Al Pacino, but Shakespeare was an actor they plucked out and used as a front. And nobody really cares, you know. He couldn't write all that. And how'd they do it so quickly? Unless they didn't have a group of people writing. And who were the most intelligent, who were the most educated back then? Just ask yourself. It is from this, and I'll say it, the Jesuit-written Shakespeare folio, that we see the use of over 800,000 words containing 34,896 lines spoken by 1,211 characters, representing less than 28,829 word forms, of which 2,500 were new words to the English language for the first time. And the Oxford Dictionary attributes only around 2,000 new words to Shakespeare. You know, you think he could have done that? This failed at, you think Johnny Depp's going to come up with 2,500 new words? Legal words? Write all those sonnets, write all those plays in that short a period of time? Again, to put it in perspective, King James, or authorized version of the Holy Bible, published in 1611, makes use of mere 8,000 word forms. The playwright Christopher Marlowe, remember him, used around 7. The poet John Milton, 6. Charles Dickens, 8,000. What is directly relevant to the modern Western legal system in the Jesuit-written Shakespeare folio of works is that over 1,700 of the newly created words released as whole model by the beginning of the 17th century remain the cornerstones of meaning of our modern legal system, including addiction, assassination, bandit, bar, case, contract, courtship, creditor, crown, debt, employer, investments, law, bond, lawyer, majestic, marriage, negotiate, obligation, secure, submit, vessel, understand. Yet. Wow, this could go on. We could go on. I'm going to have to catch you up on this Friday as well. But yet, if the creation of a complete legal lexicon embedded within the Jesuit Shakespeare folio is impressive, it is the unique and complete demonstration of legal precedence, legal procedure, and function resulting in the Holy See remaining above the laws of man, and the Holy See being connected to the Vatican, right? That is the crowning achievement. Simply from the time of James I, the Crown of England treated Shakespeare as it were an extension of its own legal statutes, required reading for all judges, lawyers, and men involved in trade. Why? because it was common knowledge up until the 20th century that Shakespeare remained the most comprehensive reference of legal statutes and procedures for English and common law for nearly 400 years. The essential structure of the modern legal system, as complex as the legal system may appear, its basic structure and function is very simple. Our Western legal system, by its primary nature, is a system of consent, precedent, and judgment. Unlike dictatorships and places having authoritarian, sometimes absolute religious rule, the modern Western legal system requires consistent of an individual to the system, not their forced compliance. Well, we're seeing a change of that, right? We're being forced into compliance today in many things. So they're bypassing even the system they created that gives the supremacy to these organizations, such as those who follow and who are the underlings of the Satanists in the Vatican. But modern Western law can therefore be most simply described as a set of accepted traditions, validated by their consent, use under an agreed authority. Okay? So that's it. Validated by the consent used under an agreed authority. Therefore, a law for a small community represents no less a valid law than a law agreed upon amongst nations, except that international laws are generally regarded to have precedence over local laws through treaties, surrendering of rights to the larger community of law. And let me leave, I only have a minute, let me leave that here. Look what they're trying to do now with the World Health Organization. They want to pass an international law that binds every country to their mandates on these so-called vaccinations or shots. Or whatever they tell you, it bypasses any law that your country has put there. The Supreme Court means nothing in the United States anymore. That's what they're trying to do. So you're seeing this. International law takes precedent. That's what they're doing with the corrupt World Health Organization. They want to take away that right of your own body. And we end again with a very simple term this way. What is going on? There's evil. The New World Order is here. We see it. What are they trying to do? Trying to create a one-world government, make it easy for them to control, by eliminating people, many people, and then by stealing the mind, body, and soul of those remaining. That's it. And guess what? We're running out of time. Back on the Greg Anthony Show here on First Amendment Radio on Friday. Have a good couple days. See you then. Thanks for coming by.
I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. I know I'll find you somehow, and somehow I'll return again. Is lifting slowly, I can see the way there. And I've left behind the empty streets that once inspired my life. And the strength of the emotion is like thunder in the air. Cause the promise that we made each other haunts me to the